G'day, this is Pastor Les Gomes from Transformers Christian Church. It's our desire that the message you're about to hear encourages you and helps you identify some valuable insights about your life and situation. As you listen to this message, it's really important that you think about how you can put what you learn into action. The only way you're going to see your life transformed is by putting the things you've learned to work. The Bible says we need to hear the word and also do it. Now, let's get into today's message.
We're going to look at a couple of scriptures, but I'm going to actually get it put up on there. So if you just put the first one up, thanks, Andrew. You can look it up if you want, but when I went to Houston for the spend time with John and Shirley, they asked me if I would speak. They're part of Lakewood Church and they run a ministry at Lakewood Church, so I had an awesome opportunity to go and minister to them, and I shared something that I have shared here before, a few years ago. I just had it on my heart to share it. And, you know, you should always just do whatever God tells you to do. You notice there are times that I'll tell a story, and I've told it before, but I'll tell it like I've never shared it before. I don't apologize for that. If God puts it on my heart, I'll share it. Right? And so he put it on my heart, and so I share, and it really impacted. Actually, I had a number of people come up to me, like even a few days later when I went to Lakewood for the service, they came to me and they said, that was just, we haven't stopped thinking about that. And so I said to them, well, you know, like if you want to know more about it, it's up on the website, you know, and you know, so they asked me details and things. Anyway, later in my own time, I went and got on the website and I realized it wasn't there. I was thinking, well, where is it? Because I know I've shared this, you know, and then I had my laptop with me, and so I checked on my laptop, and I shared it before we had started recording our services. And I thought, oh man. So I'm going to share again. I've talked to the Lord, so I want to share this again. The title of my message is Being Connected to the Supernatural. And this is a very fundamental truth, and you'll certainly see that as we go on. But anyway, so we'll start with 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and it's verse 17 and 18. So you've got 17 there on the screen. And it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So we go to the next verse. Thanks, Andrew. Next verse. This is verse 18. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so, I'll read it from another translation, just so we can kind of wrap our heads around it, and then I'll share some of my thoughts about it. So if we go to the next one, that was in the New King James. This next one's in the New Living Translation. The same scripture. It says, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. So if we go back to the New King James, Andrew, and verse 18. So I want you to see there in verse 18, it says, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. So it's talking about there's two realms of existence. There is one realm that you can see, and then there's another realm of existence that you cannot see. This is a fundamental truth that's right through the scriptures. And yet there's so many people that don't even understand this. And if you don't understand this, there's pretty much most of the scriptures will be a mystery to you. And so I want to spend a little bit of time kind of unpacking this, and certainly today and then over the next couple of weeks. He says here, we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How can you look on something you can't see? Isn't that what it says? While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. How do you look at something you can't see? Well, the answer to that is you're not looking with your physical eyes. You're looking with your imagination. God has given us an imagination and he wants us to use it. An imagination is not a child's game and that adults grow out of that. Your imagination was given to you as a tool because he wants you to dream big and achieve amazing things. You look not just with your imagination, but you look with your spiritual eyes, the eyes of your heart. Remember we were singing that song, "Open the Eyes of My Heart"? You have spiritual eyes, and you look. You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, Pastor Les, I can't believe anything I can't see with my physical eyes. That's not true. It's just not true. Can you see love? Can you see happiness? Can you see anger? Oh, I can see anger. No, you can see the manifestation of anger. But these things, love and happiness is an emotion. Love is a spiritual force. These are metaphysical concepts. You cannot see them with your physical eye, but you can see the manifestation. You might see someone manifesting anger, but they may have been angry for days or weeks before they manifested it. You can't see these things. There's a lot of things that you can't see, but you know that they're real. You're going to deny that love and peace and joy, happiness, you're going to deny that those things are not real? Of course they're real. So to be a person that just says, you know what, I'll only believe it if I can see it with my physical eyes, there's a Bible word that I've coined, and it's meathead. The scripture says that if you are fleshly minded, it will lead to death. Flesh is meat minded. Fleshly minded, meathead. It leads to death. And on the website, I have checked, and there is a whole series that I did on that, meathead, and what it means. But boy, that's such a basic way of living, just to live by what you see. There's so many things you cannot see that exist and that are very, very real. You can't see grace or mercy. You can see a manifestation of it if someone is gracious or if someone is merciful. But these things are very, very real. And so we all believe in things that we can't see. So this scripture says we don't look at the things which are seen, but we look at the things that are not seen. So what are we meant to look with our spiritual eyes and gaze on? What are we meant to be focusing on that's in this realm that's not physically visible? Well, God. God lives in this unseen realm. But he's very real. And you can see with the eyes of faith, you can see with the eyes of your heart, with your spiritual eyes, you can see. You can go in your imagination. The presence of God, the power of God, the love of God, these are very real concepts. I know the love of God transformed my life in a matter of moments. Anyway, that's another story, long story. But these things are very real. And the scripture is saying, don't look just at what you see. There is two realms. There's the seen and there's the unseen. And it says we don't look at the things that we see, but we put our gaze on the things that we can't see. What is the things we can't see? The promises of God, the goodness of God, his power, his love, his mercy, his faithfulness. We put our focus on that rather than what we can see. And it says, because the things which are seen are temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. These things that I'm sharing with you are just, these are like Christianity 101, and it's so important that you have these in place. I was surprised when I shared it at Lakewood, that people were coming up and they were saying like, man, we haven't heard this stuff. This is, you know, and people are coming up to me like days later saying, we've just been thinking about what you shared and stuff. And so I sort of said to them, go to the website. I didn't realize it wasn't there, but anyway. So part of what I'm doing is so I can put it back on the website and other people can have a listen to it. A person that doesn't understand this will fail to understand so many things in the kingdom of God. The seen, this realm that you see, is what I call the natural realm. And then the unseen realm is what I call the supernatural. And I'm talking to you about how to be connected to the supernatural. Because there's a realm that you can't see, but it's very, very real. In fact, when I was a very young Christian, I'd only been a Christian for about a year. And this was one of the first times that God ever spoke to me. I didn't even know it was God. I was that young in the faith. But out of my heart came these words. They flowed. I didn't hear with my physical ears, but in my heart, these words came up. And it said this. It says, there is a world around you you cannot see or feel, but it is far more real than anything you can see or feel. And I remember when that came up, I thought, that's a weird thought. I didn't even know what that meant. So I just kind of brushed it aside. Just got on with my day. Later that day, again, the same thing just came up from my heart. There is a world around you you cannot see or feel, but it is far more real than anything you can see or feel. Well, there's that thought again. That doesn't even make sense. So just dismissed it. Over the next few days, it just happened. Like, you know, every 4 or 5 hours, it would just come up again. Finally, after probably about 7 or 8 times, my lightning-fast mind thought, I wonder if this is God. So I thought, I don't get it. Like, I mean, there's a world around you you can't see or feel, but it's far more real. I can see this podium. I can feel this podium. I know it's real. And yet this thought that I'd come to discover over the course of a few days was God. He was saying, there's a world around you that you can't see it, you can't feel it, but it's far more real than anything you can see or feel. I can see the ground. I can feel it under my feet. I can stamp my foot and I can see this is solid ground. This is real. And this thought kept coming up saying, there's a world around you you can't see or feel, but it's more real than the ground you're standing on. And I thought, that doesn't make... How can it be more real? If I can't grasp it, I can't feel it, I can't touch it, how can it be more real than what I can grasp and feel and touch? And I'd been a Christian at this stage for about a year, but this was like one of the first times that I really thought, well, that was God. So I just prayed. I knew some things just even as a young Christian. And here's a really important thing for you to know as a child of God. Don't believe whatever you might hear a voice in your heart. Or someone may tell you something. Don't just believe it just because someone tells you or you hear something. Even if you have a vision. You might have a glorious vision of some angelic being in light. And it's telling you all of these things. Don't just believe just whatever you experience. Line it up with the Word of God. It has to line up. If it's from God, it'll agree with the Bible. If it's not from God, it won't agree with the Bible. You know, even as I'm... Don't just take what I'm saying to you. Look at it. Is what he's sharing, is it lining up with what the Scriptures say? If it does, then believe it. If it doesn't, then don't believe it. So, as a young Christian, I'm hearing this. You know, there's a world around you. You can't see it, you can't feel it, but it's far more real than anything you can see or feel. And I said, God, I don't understand that. And I said, I'm not sure if this is you. I believe that you are speaking to me. I said, but if this is you, then you prove it to me, because I don't understand that. But more than that, I want to see it in the Bible. You show me in the Word of God. If you're trying to tell me this, you show me in the Word of God. And this is the Scripture that he took me to. Do not look at the things that you see. Look at the things that are not seen. Because the things that you see are temporary and the things that you don't see are eternal. And I'm going to unpack it a little bit for you so you start to get a grasp on the things that God showed me that day that forever changed my life, because this was a building block. This is just a building block to put in your foundation of your life that can help you build other things that God wants to build on it. So there's these two realms, the natural and the supernatural. The natural realm is what you perceive with your 5 physical senses and with your intellect. You've got 5 physical senses: taste, touch, sight, sound, smell. Your mind, your will, your emotions. If you didn't have those 5 physical senses and you didn't have your sense of intellect, your mind, your will, and your emotions, you would not be able to communicate with anybody on this planet. So the natural realm is what you perceive with your five physical senses and your intellect. But there's another world, you can't perceive it with your physical senses. You can't logically, because there's things in the spirit realm that operate in a very different way to the natural realm. And you need to understand that. The supernatural realm is that which can be perceived through your spiritual senses. You have spiritual senses. Just like you've got physical senses like taste, touch, sight, sound, and smell, you've got spiritual senses. You've got spiritual ears. How many times did Jesus, when he would preach, he would finish and he would say, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Why did he say that? Is it because there were some people in the audience that didn't have holes in the side of their head? You could turn around and say, "No, he's not talking to you, mate." If they were, they'd probably go, "Huh?" You got spiritual ears. He was saying, "He who has ears to hear," he's not talking about your physical ears. He was sharing stuff that a lot of people would just leave and go, "I don't get what he's talking about." Many times the disciples would come in and say, "Explain it to us." And he goes, "Don't you understand?" And he would begin to open their spiritual ears. You got spiritual senses, and the supernatural realm is that which is perceived through your spiritual senses. You've got spiritual eyes. I talked about Elisha. When the enemy army surrounded he and his servant Gehazi, and Gehazi said, "Man, we're dead, we're gone." And Elisha said, "You don't have to be scared. There's more for us than against us." And he prayed, "God, open his spiritual eyes." You got a spiritual nose. The scripture says we are before God a fragrance of Christ. And it says to those who are saved, we are a fragrance of life, and to those who are unsaved, we're a fragrance of death. There are things in the spiritual realm that you can smell with your spiritual nose. There was one time I was directing a camp. I'll share the rest of this story in a little bit, but I'll just share this little something. Something traumatic happened, and I'll go into the details a little bit later, but something really traumatic happened, and the moment it happened, like, people were panicking, and rightly so, because from what you could see, it looked urgent. It was a girl, a young girl collapsed, and she was not responding. And our first aid people were working on her, trying to resuscitate her, and she was not responding. It looked really critical. It looked urgent. And the moment it happened, Joy leaned over to me and she said, "I smell the fragrance of heaven." What does that smell like? She wasn't smelling with her physical nose. See, the supernatural realm can be perceived with your spiritual senses. But if you don't spend time understanding you have spiritual senses and developing that, how are you ever going to exercise and stay connected to the supernatural? You got a spiritual tongue. The scripture says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." How do you taste Jesus spiritually? There's a wonderful taste of salvation. You got spiritual hands. You can do things with your spirit being in the supernatural realm with your hand. I saw Joy knock out a guy without touching him with her spiritual hands. This guy had been giving Aaron a hard time. Joy was getting so angry. She said, "I'm going to have a word with him." And I said, just keep calm. And she said, "I am calm." She said, "But he's going to know what I think." And anyway, we ran into him unexpectedly. And Joy said, "I got something to say to you." And she started talking to him. And she said, "The way you're treating my daughter is unacceptable." And she said, "You need to understand, while I'm a peace-loving person, I don't put up with people that touch my family the way you've been touching it. And if you don't stop, so help me." She hadn't touched him. She hadn't done anything. She said, "If you don't stop, so help me," she said, "I will get on you worse than a rash." And she said, "You will not be able to stand." And he collapsed. He collapsed. He fainted. He passed out. Aaron looked. She said, "Mum, what have you done?" She said, "I didn't touch him." Passed out. They had to work on him for about 5 minutes. Finally came to. "What happened?" He said, I don't know. took him to hospital. He lost his license for 6 months because they said, you must have had some sort of seizure. He didn't have a seizure. He just got knocked out by my wife. She just got a spiritual hand. Whack. You got spiritual senses. There are many, many times that I will feel something, but it's not me feeling it. I remember this one time, this lady came out and she wanted me to pray for her about a situation. And I said, you got a problem with your heart. And she said, how did you know? And I said, I can feel it. And I said, but it's not here. It's actually here. She said, that's right. And I said, God wants to heal that right now. You can feel things, but if you don't feel it physically, but you've got spiritual senses. If you want to be someone who connects to the supernatural, you need to understand these basic things. There are two realms. There's the seen and there's the unseen. And you don't spend your time just looking at the seen. You start making a habit of gazing into the unseen where your spiritual senses are, and the more time you spend in this realm, the more you can begin to tune in to and begin to activate your spiritual senses. The natural realm, this seen realm, is governed by natural laws. There are natural laws, aren't there? The law of gravity is a natural law. The laws of buoyancy. How do you get something that's made out of steel? I mean, steel, if you put a piece of steel on water, it'll just sink. Yet you've got these massive ocean liners that are all made out of steel, and they float. It's understanding natural laws. The law of buoyancy. And so they can get these things that are 25 stories high, ocean liners, that can fit like thousands of people on, cost billions of dollars, and they make lots of money out of it because they understand some things about these. The natural realm is governed by natural laws. Well, the supernatural realm is governed by supernatural laws. There are supernatural laws, just like the law of... You know why it's called a law? You know, the law of gravity is basically whatever goes up must come. Yeah, we understand that. We know. And it's called a law because it's a principle that's found to work every time. That's why it's called a law. Well, there are spiritual laws, and they govern the supernatural realm. And if you think this is real, this is more real. Remember what God said to me, and I'm going to prove that to you before we're finished, about how this realm that you cannot see or feel is far more real than what you can see or feel. So don't be a meathead and just live in this. But there are spiritual laws. And if you think the law of gravity works every time, and it does, there's no exception. Just ask Joel. When he was 9 months of age, he didn't understand about the law of gravity. I tried to teach him. Just wasn't getting it. He walked off, we lived in a high-set house, he walked off the back balcony. And the law of gravity worked. It didn't matter. He might have said, you know what, I don't believe in the law of gravity. It doesn't matter what you believe. These laws that govern the natural realm work whether you believe them or not. The laws that govern the supernatural realm, they work whether you believe it or not. The thing is, if you don't know what they are and you don't know how they work, they're still working in your life. It's probably likely some of them are working against you. So it's to your advantage to begin to identify and understand what some of these are. So what are some of these spiritual laws? Well, the law of sowing and reaping, planting and harvesting. It says don't ever be fooled. You cannot mock God. Whatever you plant, you will harvest. That's a law. It's a spiritual law. The law of faith. Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and be cast into the sea, you don't doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you speak will come to pass, you'll have whatever you say. The law of agreement, the law of love, there's lots of different laws. And that's the purpose is not for me to teach on that, but I want to talk to you about how you can connect to this realm. And so the first thing I'm trying to establish is showing you that there's two realms of existence. And what we're seeing here in this scripture, it's right through the scriptures, this issue about the seen and the unseen, the natural and the supernatural. So we'll go to Hebrews chapter 11. Thanks, Andrew. It's another scripture I want to show you. Are you getting something out of this morning? So here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, it says, by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Notice again this same contrast. They're talking about these realms, about something that's seen. But let's look at this a little bit. It says, the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. I remember I had to read this a number of times. The things which are seen, they were not made of what you can see. So like this stage, under that carpet is wooden floorboards. I can see them. I can see this stage. I can see the carpet. I know if I pull that carpet up, I'll be able to see the wood. The scripture says, whatever you see was not made of what's visible. Well, where did that wood come from? It came from a tree. Where did the tree come from? It came from a seed. Where did that seed come from? It came from a tree. Where did that tree come from? That came from a seed. And we can keep going back, but where do we, if we come to the first tree of that kind, where did that first tree come from? Well, this scripture says, whatever you see, it wasn't made of what you see. It came from the unseen. The things which are seen, if they were not made of things which are visible, then they were made by things which are not visible. Everything you see has its roots in the unseen. The scripture says in Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's the one that said, let there be vegetation on the earth, let there be land, let there be seas, let there be creatures in the sea, let there be creatures on the land. Where did they come from? Because it was when God spoke it, he spoke them into being. They came from the unseen because that's where God is. The natural realm came from the supernatural realm. Everything you see, even the chairs that you're sitting on, they're made out of plastic, which are chemicals that they would have refined from chemicals in the ground or mixed to other chemicals. They eventually had their roots. If you go back, whatever it is, whether it's steel or plastic or carpet or wood, eventually you will find the rock that it came from or the dirt. And every one of those things in the beginning, God spoke into being. They weren't there originally. He brought them into being from the unseen realm. The natural realm is a lower order because it was birthed from the supernatural realm. If you're someone that just lives here by what you see, what you feel, what you think, and it's important to make some decisions in this, but if that's all you do, you are missing the biggest part of it because you were not made just to operate. And that's why the Bible says, don't look just at what you see. Look at the unseen. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by what we see. If we go back, we'll go back to the New King James verse 18. I'll show you something. The natural realm came out of the supernatural realm. Well, the supernatural is a higher order. You think, what does super mean? Super means above. Supernatural means above or beyond the natural. The supernatural realm is a higher order than the natural realm. Now, have a look at this. It says, we don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, because the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. And I'm coming to show you so I can prove to you why what you don't see is more real than what you do. The things that you see are temporary. You can see a problem developing in your family. But what you see is temporary. What does temporary mean? It means it's subject to change. You may see a pile of bills on your desk at home. And you're thinking, how am I going to get through this month? But if you could see it, the Bible says the things that you see are temporary. They're subject to change. You could see a doctor's report and they may say, you've got a certain diagnosis and this will never change. No, the things that you see are temporary. You could see an issue that may be developing in your workplace and you're thinking, this doesn't look good for me, I got good news. The things which you see, this is why you don't just put all your emphasis on what you see, because the things that you see are temporary. This podium, this stage, as solid as they are, and they are solid and they're well made and well crafted, at some point they will get fatigued and old and they'll have to be replaced. Why? Because the things that you see are temporary. They're subject to change. Things age, they get old, they break down, they wear out. I'm not sure how a podium wears out, but I know at some point that'll have to be replaced. But the things which are not seen are eternal. They're not subject to change. God is not subject to change. It says, the Bible says he is full of mercy. And that means it doesn't matter how many times you've blown it, you can go to him and he says, I haven't changed. I got new mercies for you. I remember I said to the Lord, I said, I don't understand. I said, you showed me this scripture and you're telling me there's something I can't see or feel, but it's more real than what I can. Give me understanding. And he said to me, he said, well, what is real? What is reality? So I looked it up in the dictionary. And reality is that which exists. If something is real, it exists. Well, you know, if something exists temporarily, and the Bible says what you see is temporary, and something that exists eternally, which is more real? Yeah. This. The doctors may say to you, your body will never change. This, no one can be healed of this. But God says, I'm your healer. And he says, I don't change. And if you decide to stay connected to the supernatural, it's a higher order than the natural. Supernatural. This realm came out of this realm. If you decide I'm going to stay connected here, you are connecting to a power source that has authority in this realm. And you will see that which you see and that which you've been told to turn around. Hallelujah. When you're connected to the natural, you just make decisions on just what you see and feel. Now listen, there's a certain extent we do that. We live in a physical world. If I'm going to go for a drive with you in your car, I want you to use your physical eyes. I don't want you to turn to me and say, brother, I'm just going to go into the supernatural right now. No, I want you to use your physical eyes. I want you to use your physical arms. You make decisions, but you don't just stay here. Yes, you can say in your mind, well, you know, this is happening, therefore I should make this decision, and it seems to make sense. That's fine, but stay open to this realm, because there will be some times where God will say, don't do that. Don't do that. And you're thinking, but God, this makes sense. But see, you can't see everything. Do you remember when Jesus was teaching out in the wilderness, because there were so many crowds and the people had not eaten for a couple of days? And so he said, actually the disciples came to him and they said, send them away. You know, like, I mean, they must be really hungry. Send them away. They can go get something to eat. And Jesus said to them, he said, you give them something to eat. Like, there's 5,000 men besides women and children. So it must have been 10 to 15,000 people in this crowd. And they looked at the Lord and they said, what are we going to give? Even 200 denarii worth of food isn't enough for these. Now, 200, one denarii was a day's wage. So one denarii is probably like maybe 100, 150 bucks. 200 denarii, we're talking like $20,000 to $30,000. They're going like, even $30,000 worth of fish and chips won't be enough for these guys. Like, what are we going to do? What was going on? See, Jesus was connected to the unseen. He didn't see a problem. When you stay in this realm, you think God's got a problem? You think God was going like, man, Jesus, just send them away. Like, we can't do this, hey? But see, the disciples were in this realm, and making every decision based on what they felt and what they saw. And they're thinking like, crowds are so big. Like, what? And then Jesus said, what do you got? We just got this little boy's lunch. Five little bread rolls of bread and two fish. That's all we've got. And Jesus is thinking, that's enough. Make him sit down in groups. Make all the people sit down in groups of 50s and 100s. See, but if you're someone who stays connected just to this, there's no way you'll experience the miracle. Because you'll just think it's impossible. And that's what the disciples were doing. But see, Jesus stayed connected to the supernatural. He could see stuff that you can't see with your physical eyes. He said, make him sit down. They made him sit down. He said, bring the food to me. Brought the food. The scripture says he looked up and he blessed the bread, and then he began to multiply it. He began to give it to the disciples, and they began to multiply, and they fed the entire crowd. They had more left over at the end than what they started with after everyone had eaten. That's the blessing of being connected to the supernatural. Nothing would have happened. We never would have heard of anything that happened on that day if somebody didn't decide, I'm going to stay connected to a higher order. Because the disciples were just making decisions on what they saw. Can you see how limited you are? If you stay here and you just make decisions based on this, you'll get about the same result as anyone else. But if you want to experience the extraordinary, if you want to experience the supernatural, you've got to stay connected to the supernatural. And that means you don't make every decision just based on what you think. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. There's times where your understanding will say one thing, but God's saying, I don't want you to do that. And the consequences are amazing. A person that's constantly connected to the natural will go up and down with their circumstances and their situations. When things are going good, they're happy. When things are going bad, they're not happy. There's a better way to live than that. Because in this realm, the things which you don't see, they're eternal. They're not subject to change. And you stay connected to this, you will find a stability begins to flow into your life. And it's not dependent on your circumstances. It's not dependent on whether things are going well. Things can be going terribly. And yet you've got a stability and an assurance. It works in big ways and it works in small ways. I'll share a little way that it worked. Last year, I remember I was getting ready to book my flights to the US. And I'd been watching the prices. Because I've done this for a few years, I know that when you get around about 5 months, 4 or 5 months out, the prices drop. And they'll drop and then they'll begin to gradually just increase, gradually increase. And then the closer you get to the date from there, they'll get more and more expensive. So I'm waiting. I've been watching them for a couple of months because I know it's getting close. I'm waiting for them to drop because the moment they drop, I'll snap them up. And they weren't changing. They weren't really expensive, but they weren't as cheap as I've got them in the past. So I'm thinking, come on, I know you're going to drop. You're going to drop. Not dropping. Now it's getting 3 months. Like normally I've already booked by that stage. It's got to drop. Now the next day I go, I check the prices, they jumped $500. And I went, oh, I should have got them yesterday. Oh, why didn't I just get them for 2 months where I normally get them? I should have just got them. Oh, I was kicking myself, thinking like, oh. See, I was here in the natural, what I could see, what I could feel, my thoughts. And it was kind of like, and I know clear as day, the voice of God spoke to me from the supernatural. And he was smiling. Don't ask me how I know he was smiling. He was smiling. And he spoke to me. Because I was kicking my thing. I should have got it yesterday. And I heard him speak in my heart and he was smiling. He said, it's all right. They're going to come down. And I said, God, they never come down. If I don't get them now, they're going to go up and up and up. And he's just smiling because it's okay. They'll come down. I had to decide, what am I going to do? The things I see were saying, it doesn't look good. Things I don't see were saying, it's all right. You don't need to panic. So I said, all right, well, I'll wait. And sure enough, 3 days later, they dropped $700. And I was able to snap them up. Was it because I'd worked it out? No way. If I decided to stay here, I mean, I could have paid $500. I didn't want to pay an extra $500, but I could have got them at the cheaper price. There's tremendous benefit and value to be someone who stays connected to this unseen realm. I told you about that girl that collapsed on the camp. I was directing this camp. There's about 80 people on this camp. This young girl, 15 years of age. We'd just finished a night meeting. She was just walking out of the hall and bang, she just collapsed. We had two first aid people who were trained in first aid. They rushed to her and they began to go through the things that they'd been trained, and she was just not responding. These ladies, they were looking at me because by now they had got my attention and I'd come over, and they were frantically working. She was breathing, but it's just like she was not responding at all. And one of the ladies said to me, "Nothing's working. She's not responding. We need to get some medical attention." And I'm just, and as this is happening, Joy leans over and she said, "I can smell the fragrance of heaven." What am I supposed to do with that? And these ladies are working on it, and one of them says, we need to do something. We need to get her at a hospital. We were in the middle of nowhere. They said, "We need to get her into a car. We need to get some medical attention. She is not responding. This is really serious." I'm the camp director. I've got to make the decision. I knew, in my heart, there was a peace from this supernatural realm, from this realm that I couldn't see. There was an assurance that it's all right. It wasn't quantifiable. I couldn't hold it. I couldn't touch it. But there was an assurance. And then Joy had leaned over and she said, "I can smell the fragrance of heaven." And it kind of confirmed what I was feeling, that it's not really urgent. These ladies are screaming at me, "What are we going to do? We need to get her in a car. We need to get her to the doctors." What are you going to do in a situation like that? You need to understand and learn these things so that when you get into a critical situation, you're not trying to work out, "How do I do this?" If you practice this in your life, just in the everyday affairs, you will find when you get into a situation like that, it just kicks in. And that's what happened with me. I just looked at them. I said, "She's all right." And they said, "No, she's not responding." I said, "She's all right." And I called four guys over. I said, "Pick her up, take her to a cabin, put her on her bed." I said, "She'll be fine." And they said, "This is on your head. This is your responsibility." I said, "I'll wear it." Man, inside, I'm shaking. Man, God, you better be right, hey? 45 minutes later, she woke up. This girl had never, ever been on a Christian camp. She'd never, ever been to church. She called her leader. She was a very timid girl. She called her leader over, and she began to share what had happened to her when she collapsed. She got taken to heaven and she got shown around heaven. She was describing things that the Bible talks about that's in heaven, and she'd never ever read the scriptures. I could have missed it. I could have sent her off and, yeah, maybe, you know, like probably halfway to the hospital, regional hospital she probably would have come back to, or something like that. But what a wonderful... And then I was able to sit the leaders down and talk to them about this issue. Listen, it's not just what we see. Don't just look at what you see. Look at the unseen. Start exercising and activating your spiritual senses. Get beyond it. You know, how valuable will this be in your family? When your child gets sick and they're just exhibiting symptoms that just look really serious. How valuable could this be that you can enter into this realm and say, "God, show me what I need to do." And instead of panicking and running around and shaking your head saying, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do?" You've got a stability and an assurance. How valuable could this be if you're looking at setting up a business or you want to go into some investments? Do you think it would be good to know what God has to say? I can tell you from personal experience, it's good to know. A couple of years ago, I invested some money. Actually, I paid $2,500 to get some financial advice about investment. And I invested some money, and it did well. Over 6 months, it yielded 50% profit. That's astounding. Around about the same time, I paid another $2,000 to get some other financial advice. And so I invested money in that direction of what they told me. And in the same space of time, that one yielded 63%. That was wonderful. 6 months. Cashed in quite a good chunk of it and used it for some personal things. At the same time as I did those two, God told me to invest some money into something. And in the same period of time, it yielded 168%. Those other two are great. I was quite happy with them. How valuable could this be if you become someone who's connected to the supernatural? Because this can infiltrate every part of your life, your health, your finances, the decisions you make in your family, the decisions that you make in your work, where you work, how you work, who you work for, what you do. How valuable could this be if you're someone who's considering the suitability of a marriage partner? Would it be good to know what God has to say? You know, sad to say, there's too many believers that are not interested in what God has to say when it comes to marriage. This is what I think, next to receiving Christ, I think this would have to be one of the most important decisions you will ever make, because you're spending the rest of your life with someone. And there's so many that just rush into a decision without thinking about it. I wonder if God can help you with that difficult family situation. I wonder if God has a way, if you stay connected to the supernatural, I wonder if he has a way to help you navigate through those medical issues that the doctors said, nothing we can do, we can't help you. This is just part one. I'm just setting the foundation, because this is so important. If you don't understand just this issue, you will live like a meathead. You will live just by what you think and what you see and what you feel, and you were not made to be like that. You're a supernatural being. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.